Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, in Nashville, while I was in there chatting with the guest, I almost missed my cue. It's a good thing I saw you pointing for me to hush. Anyway, we are so happy to have in the studio. This is your first time in the studio and on WFSK, right, Charles?
Absolutely, Sharon. It's my honor to be here. Thank you.
Well, I'm super excited about it. And Charles Starks is president and chief executive officer of the lovely Music City Center in downtown Nashville. And I was looking forward to having you here because so many of us watched. Oh, that's your fan club.
All right. a fan club. Huh? That's fantastic. This may be a first, so thank you.
That's one of the reasons why people like coming over here. I'm not got a fan club yet. But anyway, we all watched it get built and grow. Remember what used to be on that corner. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the vision, and had to hear the sales pitches and the blah, blah, blahs, and then discovered this beautiful building. It's gorgeous. It really is. I know you're proud.
Well, we're extremely proud, Sharon. And, I think what, you know, I'm a native Nashvilleian,
mm-hmm.
so go back a little ways here. And, you know, one of the things, you know, this became, you know, we opened the building in 2013.
Okay. Has it been that long?
But it's hard to believe now, 6 years, but started working on mm-hmm. the concept of needing to either replace or build on for the old convention center back in the early 2000s.
Right.
So it took a long process to get there. So what I'm most proud of, I think, is we look at certainly the performance and the team members that we have at the mm-hmm. convention center today and the great job they do every day.
Mm-hmm.
But is that I had an opportunity as we're going out telling the citizens of Davidson County why we needed to build this new convention center and what it was really going to mean for them, was and got opportunity to go to well over 150 community meetings around Davidson County, was the one thing we kept saying is that we're going to build a building mm-hmm. that's going to look uniquely Nashville.
Oh, definitely.
It's going to have some Nashville features. It's not going to be a big old warehouse sitting in the middle of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to the old convention center was there, but it kind of had a little bit of warehouse-ish
mm-hmm.
looking.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to make a building that you should be proud of to have in your city.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've done that. I really believe we've done that. So we're extremely proud of not only the way the building functions and performs for our customers, And the team folks, our team members that would take care of all of our folks coming in every day. But we're really proud that we think we delivered on the promise to the Nashvillians.
So you sat in on all the meetings or pretty much a lot of them?
Oh, a lot of them, yeah. Well, I personally did over 150 meetings myself.
Did you?
Yeah, and we had other folks who were out too. It was a group of folks. It was just not me. But, I mean, yeah, as we went around from council district to council district uh-huh. and met with – you know, literally, if one or two would show up somewhere, I was happy to come. I kept a
sure.
projector and a screen in my car for
yeah.
3 years. So, if one or more assemble, I'm yeah. happy to be there. So,
well, how much of what the citizens told you at that particular time and during those hearings of the concerns that they had, you all addressed?
Well, yeah, I think a number of them. So, great
okay.
question. And so, as you look at, we're going back to those meetings, we certainly heard about, you know, let's talk about design and make sure it doesn't have like a back door. And,
sure.
and we don't want to see this big old loading dock complex. And, you know, because, you know, one of the things about shows that come in and out of the convention center is it takes a lot of trucks to
it
bring
does.
In freight and everything goes in those shows.
It does.
So we took the site and were able, through the elevation there, to actually where the trucks enter and exit the convention center
mm-hmm.
is the same entrance and exit for Bridgestone Arena.
Hmm.
So if a concert's coming in or whatever, and we immediately get the trucks off the road, and then they go inside the building and disappear. So as you drive down the roadway, you don't see the truck dock. We've got 32 truck docks
really?
That sit on Korean Veterans Boulevard,
hmm.
but they're above grade and above there. So that's something we heard. Let's don't see a big old backyard of where
right.
trucks park. And so then they talked a lot to us about, if you're going to look at a design that's kind of uniquely Nashville, so that's a little bit of what took in the rolling hills of Middle
mm-hmm.
Tennessee, as you look at that roof design, Sharon,
mm-hmm.
it kind of rolls along.
I love it.
Yeah, well, thank you. And so that was listening to folks that we met with. And then we heard things like, you know, it's got to be a sustainable project.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to
mm-hmm.
be. And so our target was to be LEED Silver certified when we opened. We actually achieved LEED Gold, so better than what our target was. Mm-hmm. We set out, and I'm certainly going to talk a lot about what our sustainability efforts are. And then we said one of the things that we want to be heavily engaged in is we want the community to be involved in this building.
Sure.
And so we've got a magnificent art collection in the building that we own, and I really want to shout out here in a moment at least to one of your Fisk brethren here and one of the pieces that he has in the building with us. But as we went through the art collection, the sustainability, and then we said we want to be kind of the home where a lot of local nonprofits come and hold events.
Mm-hmm.
We know lots of nonprofits come in and have events, and whether it be a breakfast, a lunch, a dinner, or whatever it may be. And so since we've opened, have had the opportunity to have over 340 local nonprofits hold events in those 6 years.
Okay.
And so trying to get the community to be involved in this building.
This is all-size nonprofits.
This is all-size nonprofits. Yeah, okay. We've got groups that, you know, may have 1,000 people for an event. We've got groups that may have 20 people for an event.
Okay.
Yeah, so part of what I'm proud of that came from those meetings mm-hmm. was we said to folks, hey, look, we want to listen to you. We want to try to incorporate that in the design.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certainly some things that, you know, just didn't work.
Sure.
You know, we at one point, we had a council member a number of years ago that said, hey, what if the green roof was a soccer field? Well, you know, we looked at that, actually. And we looked at, was there any way to do something on that roof? Unfortunately, that wasn't feasible, and you couldn't make that work. And
sure.
You know, and then you got into, okay, how do you get people off a roof in the event of an emergency?
Right.
And so ultimately, that didn't come to fruition.
And what if they had too many beers while they're up there?
Well, that could happen as well, Sharon. It absolutely could. So we listened to ideas that ultimately we couldn't do.
Yeah.
But certainly it took all that to heart.
Yeah. Well, and I'm knowing this community and the fact that I probably had this discussion about the center on this show.
Okay.
Because that's what we do. I'm certain the African-American community asked you some very specific questions when you came over this way and met with them. What did they ask you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think one of the things, and I can't take a little step back, and this is really hard for mm-hmm. people to can appreciate fully today unless they were here at the time. When we announced that we wanted to start working on the Music City Center
uh-huh.
formally, and so here's where we think it can go, here's what we start doing, and this is before we start community meetings.
Yeah.
We're talking about 2008, early 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville was a much different place at that point. Unemployment was off the chart. People needed jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were getting into the recession, and the economy was in a much different place, and
mm-hmm.
it's really hard for people today to realize that only 11 years ago,
mm-hmm.
economically, we were in a much, much different place.
True.
So one of the things that, you know, when I came and spoke on Jefferson Street and certainly other churches, and a lot of times we were meeting in churches, community
mm-hmm.
centers, was what are we going to do about jobs? What are we going to do to get people to work?
Right.
And so one of the things that we're really proud of, and we had a partner with JUMP, was to try to start working on a workforce development program. And so we ultimately had over 7,000, almost 7,800 folks that worked on the project in
mm-hmm.
some shape or form during construction. In addition to that, we did a workforce development program that we did in conjunction coming out of these meetings and conversations
mm-hmm.
where we had over 5,000 people that applied for positions.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to put a whole lot of them to work at the Music City Center in construction fields because that's the stage we were in at that point. But what we also were able to do was to say, look, You could be a great, you've got some great qualities.
Mm-hmm.
You need some skill sets that maybe you don't quite have right now.
Right.
And so let's develop some programs
right.
to help you get the skill sets.
Can
and
I
so
put a pause right there and
absolutely.
Go to the phones? Because that is an area that I want to spend a little bit more time in, Charles. Okay. If you have a question or comment, the number is 615-329-8810. Charles Starks is in the studio this afternoon. He's the president and chief executive officer of our beautiful Music City Center in downtown Nashville. Hey, Linda, how are you today?
Hi, how are you? I'm fine.
Excellent. You got a question or comment?
Yes, I have a couple of questions. Where do you apply for a job at the Music City Center? I just heard you talk about jobs. That's one of my questions.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thanks, Linda. Thanks for the question. The easiest way is one of two ways, either through our website, which is NashvilleMusicCityCenter.com, and go to our employment section. You certainly can apply right there online. The second option is you can always apply in person at our offices, which are located at 600 Korean Veterans Boulevard, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 there. You can come in and fill in, but we certainly encourage you, the easiest way and the most efficient way to get something in quickly is through back through the website at NashvilleMusicCityCenter.com. We'd love for you to apply for a position with us.
What are you thinking about, Linda? Linda, what are you thinking about there?
I'm retiring in about a year, and I'm leaving town, but when I come back, I'd be interested in working there, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic.
You like dealing with the public?
I love dealing with the public. Customer service is my...
Okay.
Yeah, we're a personality business, so thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
Linda, thank you so much for your question or comment. And just remind me...
I have one more question.
Okay, go ahead.
You said something about the community being able to use the facility. If my church had a couple of functions coming up, could they possibly use the facility, and is there a cost?
Yeah, we have a nonprofit program that we do. It certainly starts out with what space we have available and what the needs are at that time. So yeah, I would encourage you reach out to our sales team, and they'd be happy to help you with that and kind of walk you right through. And you can reach them at 615-401-1400. And they'd be happy to talk to you, see what we have available. Absolutely.
Okay, 401-1400?
Yes, ma'am. And just ask for the sales
Thank
department.
Thank you. And one more question. I heard about something fabulous you're doing with the roof. I think it was growing vegetables or something on the roof of the Music City Center. I might have the wrong building.
Yeah.
But that's my last question, and I'll let you know.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we have a 4-acre green roof on top of the Music City Center, and that has a sedum plant material that's a great habitat for birds and some wildlife. But what we're really growing on the roof is the honey from our honeybees. Mm-hmm. We have 4 hives up there that produce some fabulous honey that we use both from a marketing standpoint, but really in use in the convention center. And so currently the only thing that's really growing up there is what the bees are doing to create our honey. So, we've looked at doing vegetable gardens on that. In fact, just haven't got to that point yet with it and the way that roof is structured.
Sure looks good to me.
Yeah.
There are biscuits in my future.
Sure. Yeah, fans. Highly recommend it, Sharon.
And the label says Music City Honey Center.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we've got a little logo there of our bees and what they're doing. They do miraculous work, and they really like the roof. They've kind of it's come a good home for them. So,
in the future, may there be other things to sustain your cooking and your facilities there, hospitality facilities? You think?
Yeah, we've looked at kind of the way the sun and the way the building's set up. Mm-hmm. A garden per se is probably not the best use of some of the areas that we'd have. Where it would have to be able to thrive, mm-hmm. it doesn't really work well there. And so what we've really done is that our chef and his team and our purchasing folks have spent a lot of time working mm-hmm. to where we've got about 125 farmers within a circle of Nashville that we work with and we talk to about events. And so if we've got something coming up and we need a certain amount of tomatoes or some mm-hmm. kind of lettuce mm-hmm. or whatever, and just on and on. And so we've got a pretty robust program with local farmers that we work in because we want to source as much as we can locally.
Okay, that's good.
And so we found out that it's been better suited for us to work with the farmers mm-hmm. and some of our partners in around the city that can produce a lot more and that we can kind of spread the money back into the communities as opposed to trying to grow something smaller on our footprint.
Right.
Because frankly, if we did, it'd be the amount of volume we do in meals, mm-hmm. Sharon, it'd really be that we could put a small garden out there. It'd almost be more for show mm-hmm. than what it'd really do. And so we think working with the farmers and helping them and them helping us is much more efficient.
Particularly with the volume there.
With the volume, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about over 2 million square feet, right?
Right. We do events. I mean, you think about from food events, just a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. we had a group of about 8,000 in that we fed breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, 24,000 meals that day. Mm-hmm. So you're going through a lot of product and a lot of things. So mm-hmm. now, and there's other times we're doing events for 10 people. So mm-hmm. it's as it goes through, the group we've got moving in right now is 11,000 people. So, I mean, that'll be one that's. So, yeah, the quantity that you've got to have and certainly the quality that we're demanding.
How are you, how is the center, Music City Center, adding to the local economy? I know the downtown numbers, with the tourists and et cetera. Are you serving tourists and locals? Because locals feel left out of a lot of things,
Well, Well, we absolutely are serving. We serve, you know, conventioneers that come to town, tourists, but certainly locals. I mean, what we're doing with the nonprofits is almost 100% local. You know, when they're coming in doing events with us, whether it's the, you know, the Girl Scouts or the Boy Scouts, or, you know, just keep picking a number of organizations, that's all almost all exclusively local. We certainly do a number of shows that have a lot of local interest. You know, we have, you know, if you're a boat person, we got a boat show. If you're an auto show, you know, the Antique and Garden Show, Southern Women's Show, which is still one of the largest attended shows we see every year for that event each spring. And so you've got those type shows that are coming in. But what we really, I think we get a little bit sometimes, you know, miscast is that, well, you're only helping bring people in and spend money downtown.
Right.
Well, nothing could be further than the truth. I mean, we've got conventions that are in town that are spreading out all over the county. Number one, we got hotels that are getting used all across the county, depending on what the group is and how many hotel rooms they need. We just had a corporate piece of business in just 3 weeks ago that a big part of what their site visits, or not site visits, spouse tours and attendee tours were, sent over 800 people one day out to the Hermitage, sent almost the same number out to Cheekwood. The Nashville Zoo, I can't tell you the number of folks that are going out there to visit the zoo. So we've got attendees that are spreading out all over the county, not only staying in the county, but certainly that are going out and visiting attractions there. And, of course, our staff lives and works all over the county. So
what kind of impact do you think that the center has? Well, and is it what you promised us taxpayers?
Yeah. Oh, well, from an from an impact, it is substantially more than what we promised taxpayers.
Okay, good.
From a direct economic impact, we're doing over $950,000 a day back into Metro.
Okay.
And so substantial numbers what's there, and a little over $400 million this last year in direct economic impact.
Do you break it down local versus tourists?
Well, as we break down
convention versus whatever.
Well, you know, from the local side, you know, other than, you know, the majority of the impact you'd have there on the local side would only be people coming downtown and buying an admission ticket or buying something from us.
Right.
So the majority of our impact, which is part of the beauty of what we do, is that we're bringing people in from some that live somewhere else.
Yeah.
We're bringing them to town, getting them to spend a lot of money, and then sending them home before they run out of money, hopefully. Okay, we want to get them out of town. But then we're not having to educate their children. We're not having to provide health care for them and services for them. So the majority of our direct is from people from outside coming here spending money with Nashvillians. So.
Okay. Well, that's what's up for us. Yeah. That really is. And if you have a question or comment about the Nashville's beautiful Music City Center, that is the downtown showcase for sure. And you can call us now at 615-329-8810. The number is 615-329-8810. Charles Starks, the president and chief executive officer of the Music City Center, is in the studio. Now let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
and being brought to you by Nashville General Hospital at Meharry. September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know African American men are more likely to develop and die from prostate cancer than any other population? Thanks to Astellas Pharma USA, Nashville General Hospital is pleased to offer no-cost prostate cancer screenings for men over 40. Call 615-391-4227 and make an appointment today. It could save your life. 615-341-4227.
Good afternoon. Heavy traffic, of course, scrambling out of downtown here on the South Loop, the West Loop, 40 eastbound ramp there at Broadway. We saw that crash a few minutes ago. Just heavy trying to get back down into Brentwood on 65 southbound, coming past Armory. 24 is starting to build pretty good. Eastbound as well through that construction at Hickory Hollow Parkway as you head back to Murfreesboro. This traffic report is brought to you by Obergatlinburg at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This weekend on Blues Time in the City, we'll celebrate the late, great Ray Charles' birthday, which is Monday the 23rd. We'll play some of his music, and we'll have him in concert.
When you go to see him, they don't sound like their records.
That's Jesse James, and he's talking music. Of course, we'll have the best in blues and southern soul. Join me, Arjun Bailey, the happiest man in America, for Blues Time in the City this weekend right here.
Catch Blues Time in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, to Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And a quick note before we return to discussing the Music City Center and opportunities, etc. there with Charles Starks, President and Chief Executive Officer. This is meeting coming up that was forwarded a seminar coming up on Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Spruce Street Baptist Church at 504 Spruce Street. It is Driving While Black Seminar. The youth ministry of the Spruce Street Baptist Church is having this two-hour seminar on Driving While Black, and they certainly hope that you will attend from 6 to 8 in the Ray Bowman Fellowship Hall of the Church. And, of course, the public is definitely invited to learn how to respond to law enforcement officers while stopped, while driving. They will have light refreshments for you while you're there from 6 to 8. And take the young people and you go as well. It will be a good seminar for you to attend, Driving While Black. And if you need more information, please contact Miss Brickhouse, Miss Linda Brickhouse, at 615-429-4503, 615-429-4503. So, Dr. Blondell Strong, Kimbrough, I got it in. I snuck it in for you because it came from you. Now, we're talking about the Music City Center and how the change really affected the look of downtown Nashville. And Charles Starks is in the studio. He's the president and CEO. And we were just having the chat about sometimes you look at that corner and used to be a Greyhound bus station there. And we were like, where are they going to put the bus station? I mean, as Nashvillians, we were trying to visualize this thing and how different the corner and the area is now. So for you to be there and to see this come to fruition, how does it feel to you to breathe the different, to see this come to be and see how the community around you has changed?
Well, you know, Sharon, I think certainly as we were looking in those days and you looked at the land and where the Music City Center went, and we were talking about, you know, you had a bus station, you had the NES substation that was there with all the wires running in. And, you know, I think we had a vision and we thought what it could become. Uh-huh. I will tell you, it exceeded probably certainly our expectations and what that area has become. We had confidence that if we could get the building built, get the headquarter hotel set, that in turn we would see some growth. Now, to tell you that we thought we would see the growth that we've seen so far, I wish my crystal ball was that good. I'd have bought some land down there if I'd have known that was gonna happen. But you take an area like that. We knew Korean Veterans Boulevard was going to be extended, so we knew that was coming up to up to the roundabout, and that was going to occur with in conjunction with building our building.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some of that vision in there. But I will tell you, when you're going out and we're speaking to folks back in 2008, 2009, 2010, it was really hard to visualize, even though we had pretty pictures and renderings to tell you about that. But you know what? What I think makes me proud is that we've seen an area, we've seen the footprint of downtown grow, but we've seen people that have started moving into that area, some of the offices that have come in.
Sure.
And those folks are paying, a lot of property taxes, and they're spending a lot of money. And so that's money that comes back into Metro for, from a property tax standpoint and what the hotels, even just the hotels alone are paying property taxes, to come back in for the city then to be able to say, here's where we can spend some money, whether it be in schools or in public safety or in community centers or what it may be throughout the county. And so I think what I'm most proud of is that we took an area that was underdeveloped.
Yeah.
Literally the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Skimmerhorn and Bridgestone Arena were about the only things on that side of Broadway to speak of. There was a hotel or two. And then we've continued that and now been able to move that over the way all the way to Lafayette. I mean, one of our neighbors who moved during part of this time, the Nashville Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
And we donate all the leftover banquet food that's not been touched or not been served each day to the Rescue Mission.
Good.
And so this last year, we sent a little over 40,000 pounds of food to the Rescue Mission.
That's beautiful.
When we first opened, the distance between us and the Rescue Mission, there really wasn't anything else there.
Mm-hmm.
And now you look at it today, and everything's building in around the Rescue Mission.
True.
And seeing what the growth is happening there on Lafayette and continuing as it heads out Murfreesboro Road. So we're proud of seeing that. And we think in a small way that we had a part in that, that we were kind of a little bit the pioneers to help move a little further that way and to bring not only economic development for the city, to put people to work, to spend money with a lot of local companies, but we think we've also expanded that footprint. Because, downtown is everyone's neighborhood. I mean, if you look at it, if you're in Nashville and live in Davidson County, downtown belongs to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a thriving downtown is helpful for people in Antioch or in Jolton, certainly whether it's people in Bordeaux or whatever area it may be of the city, that it helps there.
Now, since I've driven that way a bit, trying to avoid the traffic confusion, there's like a bottleneck there. And I know you all have to notice it. And it can be quite dangerous for folks crossing the street. So how are you going to address that? Because now it's tall buildings and bigness all around, not just you, but it's on every corner. And in that area that has brought out droves of people. But now there's, 5 lanes of traffic, the center lane and the turning lane, and then the two going north and south or east and whatever. And the hotel, the two hotels right there.
Well, along Korean Veterans Boulevard, you've now got, almost 7 hotels in total.
Yeah.
One hotel has 3 different brands in it, but as it comes up
but
through
there. But that worst corner, I think, is DeMumbrian.
DeMumbrian and 8th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, let me say, we're certainly part of that, and what we see as far as traffic.
Do you drive
in
it during rush hour?
Well, I was fortunate enough, you were kind enough to invite me on the show, so I got to drive in it from just a few minutes ago from the Music City Center over here to Fisk.
All right.
And so there were once or twice I was checking my watch to make sure I was going to try to be here on time because I don't ever want to be late.
Yeah,
so,
like, oh, Lord.
So, yeah, and I sat there. I think what certainly a transit and what we do with moving people, whether it be, through bikers, pedestrians, cars, is important for all of us.
Definitely.
And we've all got to get a plan together and work on that. In conversations, I still call them MTA. I know they refer to WeGo now, but, MTA is, we're trying to help them a little bit even with some land that we've been able to purchase on Lafayette so that ultimately they want to put in a second kind of, if you will, Music City Central bus or transfer point on the south side of downtown to help with that. So I think we've got, as a city, we've got to get a robust transit plan in place, whatever it may be, whether you were for or against the last plan or even the plan before that. And so I know the city's doing a lot of great things, with synchronization of red lights, and that program's continuing to roll out. and trying to see, to keep improving there. I'm certainly not a traffic engineer. We see it every day. And
the foot
work
traffic
with.
Is unbelievable. People coming from parking lots over by Cummins Station and the Mumran and trying to cross that Rosa L Parks.
Yeah.
Trying to cross that I'm surprised somebody hadn't gotten hit.
Yeah. Well, you know what? One thing, and we could.
You all discussed that, didn't you?
Well, and one of the things the city made great strides in there, and then we helped financially with some of this as well, is, you know, the crosswalks and sidewalks and the signalization. One of the things that pedestrians have just got to learn is that, you know, there's the little sign up there that says, here's when to walk and here's when not to walk.
I know.
And, unfortunately, we've got a lot of folks sometimes that when it says don't walk, think that means it's okay
That's
for me to walk.
That's what they think.
Yeah, and so it's really not. So I think part of that is continue to be education. And again, I think there's been some great strides made throughout the whole county in some of those areas, but we got a long way to go. We got a lot of hard work. We have to make some tough decisions.
Would it help to have some eyes out there, you know, some pedestrian enforcement or something? Because a lot of times people are tourists. They're lost, confused. We're trying to say, wow, I didn't know that was there. You know, we're trying to see, too. So it's like a chaotic confusion at times.
Yeah.
And that wasn't originally what it was, but so I mean, when you all first opened, it wasn't like that, like it is now. It's more so now than ever.
Well, yes, certainly the number of residential units and office workers that have come downtown since we opened again. Our crystal ball wasn't that clear to see that much was coming. I believe all options are on the table.
Okay.
And I think as you know, the new mayor-elect and the council members come in and certainly working with the city officials, I think there's an opportunity here to get to get hopefully another transit plan. Mm-hmm. And to me, when I say transit, that includes pedestrians and bikes and cars. I'm not referencing just strictly automobiles by any stretch.
Yeah. So new mayor, what does that mean for you guys? How political do you have to be, Charles? Tell us.
Well, sure. I think Mayor-elect Cooper coming in, and Mayor Briley, and Mayor Berry, and Mayor Dean. For that, we certainly wouldn't have a Music City Center if it hadn't been for Mayor Dean.
That's true.
And we work through that. You know, we really look at we're a great source, as we talked a little bit earlier about bringing people from out of town into the city to spend a lot of money, and spend a lot of money over the entire county. And letting then the city and the council and the mayor decide how best to put that money to use.
Okay.
And so that's the role we can play. We can really do it. Plus, we can put a lot of people to work, and we can get a lot of Nashvillians working. And so I think from a political standpoint, it's really much more about us trying to be political when we're competing against other cities and what we're doing trying to recruit conventions. We're not in the politics arena, so we certainly want to be as helpful as we can be, and we've demonstrated that over the 6 years we've been open. Some of the contributions we've made, or some of the things we've done, and some things back to the city, and we certainly are very open and continuing to work there wherever we can to help. And we're certainly as the mayor-elect knows, and a number of the council members, and I don't know them all yet of the new ones who've been elected, that certainly we want to be a help.
Right.
You know, we don't want to be a drain. You know, we want to do everything that we utilize at the Music City Center we pay for.
Yeah.
And so we want to be a help and be there as a resource. But, again, bring people to town to spend a lot of money and let them decide how to use it.
I sure am glad you all have that parking down there, man. Yeah. That's my heart. Thank God. I mean, it's like, really? You know.
Probably should have built more.
Yes.
In hindsight.
Like, thank you. And give us more. Yeah. Because that just makes such a difference to get out of the car and not be in the rain, you know.
Yes.
And then to get where you're going looking good. That's very important. And also, when there's no place else downtown, sometimes you can park in that lot down there if you guys don't have pay to park down there.
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. That works. Anyway, when we come back from the break, Charles, I want to ask you particularly about minority business and what minority businesses need to do, how they benefited from this beautiful edifice, and how the future can benefit them, and what they need to do to get ready for whatever plans that you all have
absolutely
for the future. If you have a question or comment, don't be saying, I wish I'd have called Sharon Kay. I wish I wouldn't have waited till 2 minutes to 6. If you have a question or comment about the Music City Center, Charles Starks is in this studio, and I'm happy to have him here. He's the president and chief executive officer. Our number is 615-329-8810, 615-329-8810. Let's take the time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance. And being brought to you by Nashville General Hospital at Meharry. September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know African American men are more likely to develop and die from prostate cancer than any other population? Thanks to Astellas Pharma USA, Nashville General Hospital is pleased to offer no-cost prostate cancer screenings for men over 40. Call 615-391-4227 and make an appointment today. It could save your life. 615-341-4227.
Good afternoon. Heavy traffic, of course, scrambling out of downtown here on the South Loop, the West Loop, 40 eastbound ramp there, Broadway. We saw that crash a few minutes ago. Just heavy trying to get back down into Brentwood on 65 southbound, coming past Armory, 24 is starting to build pretty good. Eastbound as well through that construction at Hickory Hollow Parkway as you head back to Murfreesboro. This traffic report is brought to you by Obergatlinburg at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts. Now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This has been a reminder from community-minded Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, to Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And just a quick reminder to you that What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance, and by Nashville Metro General Hospital at Meharry. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. Today, it's this hour about the Music City Center. Charles Starks is with us until 6 o'clock. You have a question or comment? Because we've covered quite a bit of area here this afternoon. Be sure to give us a shout at 615-329-8810. How much is like the honey? I'm just curious. How much is like this one?
Well, we do not sell the honey. Oh. We only use it for our use in-house.
Oh.
And then also when we're
on... No souvenir honeys?
Well, no, that's what we have today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
so okay. Souvenir honey. Yeah. So when someone's kind enough to invite us, as you were out to be today, we want to share a little bit of our honey
well,
with
definitely.
You.
Definitely, and I think of you all every time I have a nice warm biscuit.
Fantastic.
Definitely. Yeah. Now, before the break, I mentioned minority firms, because as a lot of things, when they talk about metro contracts, and we know the percentage of minority dollars and contractors, etc., and that's long been a discussion in Nashville. This project was one of the big ones for that conversation, being concerned again about getting cut out, as well as, you know, that discussion was big with the Titans Stadium, everywhere that this has gone on for a long time here.
Right, yes, ma'am.
And we've covered it on the show. So give us the story on the success of it for minority firms or not?
Oh, absolutely. Extremely successful, Sharon. And, you know, the Convention Center Authority has its own procurement department, so we don't utilize Metro or the state, but we can use them as certifying agencies for DBE firms and what they're able to do. So our commitment when we started out in construction, so go back to the beginning, was that we were going to spend at least 20% of construction dollars with DBE firms.
Okay.
And so...
So what are DBE firms?
So you have both minority, women-owned, and small businesses. And so we committed to spend at least 20% with those group of firms during construction. The construction of the building was a little over $400 million, actual hard construction.
Is that what Metro required?
Part of the requirement when we were creating the authority was we spent at least 20%. Yes, ma'am. No less than 20%.
Okay.
Proudly, we can say we ended up in construction spending just over 30%. So of the $415 million, a little over $120 million in minority women-owned and small businesses. So as the building came into operation in 2013, we had the same commitment operationally, that we're going to make a commitment, we're going to get engaged in the community, because this is our community. I mean, this is our home. And so what are we going to do to continue that forward from an operational standpoint? And our fiscal year just ended, so I can give you some numbers for just this fiscal year that ended in 19.
Okay.
We spent just over 35% of all operational dollars with DBE firms. Mm. So if you look at, and a total of that, you know, as we look over this last year, it was about...
Can you give me an idea what kind of firms they are?
Well, it'd be any type of group that could do any type of services with us. It could be a staffing firm that could do work with us. It could be a security firm, a paramedic firm. It could be someone that sells a product to us, whatever that product may be, whether it's cleaning supplies, promotional supplies, stuff that we'd use in the sales side, food and beverage. It could be a whole host of firms.
Was there any construction and HVAC and electrical?
Well, that was during the construction phase, yes, ma'am. Yeah,
what percentage of that 30 was that?
Of the construction the construction was 30% of the total.
Mm-hmm.
And so then once we closed out the construction project, then we moved to the operational side.
Okay.
So on the construction side, we had, you know, concrete and forming companies and people that would supply those type of electricals, you know, HVAC, you know, crane companies, those type operators. Then once we moved to operational in May of 13, then it became more about supplies that we would purchase that we use, vendors or partnerships we could develop with companies that could provide either a service to us or a product.
Yeah.
And so that, as we've went forward, is where we're spending about 35% of every dollar with a DBE firm operationally. And so that can be from a bakery. Hmm. It could be from a produce company. It could be from somebody who does HR work for us. It could be so just a host of different companies. And so, but part of what we believe our responsibility is we look at the mission of the Music City Center, is that there's a number of times that people approach us, Sharon, and they say, I'd like to do business with you, and I sell this product. Mm-hmm. And what if that product? Well, it may not be a product that we're ever going to purchase. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not something that we utilize at the Music City Center. So what we have done over the last number of years is we've created some workshops that our director of purchasing and her team lead, and one of them is called Proposal 101. You know, when you look at an RFP, whether it be us, the airport authority, the state, metro, mm-hmm. they're pretty daunting looking. And so we've developed a workshop that's been really well attended over the last 5 years now. And you look at that workshop and say, let us explain how that works.
Is it open to the public?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. And so we want to bring folks in and try to help them understand, here's how you go about getting a bid, not just with the Music City Center, mm-hmm. but with a whole host of different agencies across the state. Been extremely successful. We do a food and beverage proposal each year. Mm-hmm. We bring people and say, these are the kind of products we're looking for. Here's the kind of things that we need. So if you're a small farmer or you've someone that's got, you know, we've got a lady over mm-hmm. here just off Jefferson that bakes some pies for us occasionally mm-hmm. at small quantities. But, you know, we show her how we can use some pies for some VIP events.
Okay.
And so how can we bring these firms together and say, here's where our needs are. We want to certainly try to work to do business with you. Now, mm-hmm. it's got to be, the quality's got to be there.
Of course.
The quantity's got to be there.
Of course.
And we see that. And so I think we're a tremendous success story, mm-hmm. Sharon, of what can be done if you're willing to you know, kind of put words to work.
Right.
We said we were going to do it, and we're doing it. And
well,
so,
here's a couple things that the smaller businesses have said, not the great big black businesses in Nashville.
Right,
because they get picked first because they're big. Okay. What about the little guy that has less than 50 employees?
Yeah. Well, we've got a number of little guys that are doing work for us. I mean, the lady I just talked about with the pies, I mean, I think there's four or five people in her entire operation.
Sure.
And so the little ones that can do other things, I mean, one of the organizations we use for promotional products, that's a group of only like six people,
okay.
And that's a woman-owned business. And so as you look at, we've got avenues to utilize companies of all sizes. Now, mm-hmm. there's certain things that, yeah, you may have to have a much larger company for on certain things. But, you know, it may not be, you know, it doesn't mean that we need to be precluding, and we never do, what some of the smaller firms can do.
Can't they partner?
Oh, absolutely they can partner. And so one of the things that we do in this proposal writing and also in the food and beverage one is we talk about, you know, you could have a prime sub that could indeed have subs with them. And
sure.
So one of the things that we think we're really, it's important for us to do,
uh-huh.
and the events that we do over the course of a year, and we're doing right now four events a year. So basically once a quarter we're doing something at the Music
mm-hmm.
City Center.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as anything, we're trying to be a networking source.
Yeah.
You know, you could come to one of our events and maybe you didn't realize, hey, I can partner with this bigger company.
Yeah.
And I can furnish something for them. Maybe I can, you know, I can furnish some kind of temporary staffing, or I can do something with them. And so a big part of what we think is our responsibility is to get these firms together.
So that's what you all do with those? Because
that stuff doesn't
exist enough in order for it to be effective. And I believe there's enough in this economy as it grows for all sizes of businesses to benefit, and not just the same ones over and over.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. Yeah, I mean, I think, Sharon, that's part of what we're really, and we've got some great, we do an annual breakfast every December
mm-hmm.
that we kind of, it's kind of an appreciation event for us to bring everybody who does work with us, everybody who'd like to do work with
mm-hmm.
us, and we bring them together. And another way of saying, hey, look, let us share some of the success stories. So we have folks get up and do testimonials. And we've got a gentleman, an African-American gentleman, that started a company that we really didn't have any use for the products he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But he came to our proposal 101 and found out how to get certified, mm-hmm. and now he's doing work at the Airport Authority because
mm-hmm.
they did need the services.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got success stories where we've helped people get engaged
mm-hmm.
and meet someone, and yet we've never spent a penny with them
mm-hmm.
because we just don't have the need for that particular product. And so, yeah, I think that is our responsibility.
Well, that's your focus. If you're not focusing, you're the president and CEO of the company,
right?
And you're not saying this is the direction we're going, it won't happen.
Well, you're right. It's got to be important from the top down. And I will tell you,
mm-hmm.
our board, we have a 9-member board. And absolutely, it starts with the board,
mm-hmm.
to me, to our team, and
mm-hmm.
what we're going to do. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, we got, you know, we're going to talk about it. We're going to walk, you know, we're going to walk it there. And we do that. And we do that every day. I'm really proud of our accomplishments.
Yeah.
And to the point that we've now, helped a number of other, you know, our director of purchasing, Jasmine Quattlebaum. Jasmine sits on a couple of different, you know, panels that she's done now where she's been asked to talk about things that we do. But then we also want to be a sponge. We're out trying to learn, are there other ways that we can attract vendors or prospective vendors for the Music City Center? So I would say anyone out there today, if there's a product that you believe that the Music City Center uses, reach out and speak with Jasmine and her team. I mean, we'd love to talk to you about that as an opportunity. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I think as we look forward, we're not going to stop. We've really been doing this since 2008.
So should the smaller company that wants to partner, should they already have a relationship? Because, I mean, just people have to feel, you know, a portal of entry. They have to see a crack of light so they can know where to come in. You know, that's what keeps people from having stuff.
Yeah.
Well, how would you suggest they handle that?
Well, what I would suggest is certainly you don't have to have a partner. But what I would suggest to them, and I'm sorry I don't have the date here with me, but for our next proposal 101 or one of those
certain, you can email.
Yeah, we'll get Renuka to send that to you to tell folks, come, please show up and be there and let us help introduce you to those folks. I mean, we'd love to do that, and you know, and get them engaged. And again, we think that's part of our job.
Yeah.
And
well, that
part
could
of
be
our
your success story.
It is our success, yes.
You know, you all can say, guess what we did?
Yeah. Well, you know, everyone's success is kind of our success, too. I mean, so we've got to be, you know, we live and work in this community every day. I mean, it's important to us.
Yeah. Well, and that's a different side of diversity, see.
Yes.
When you take the bridge and just don't build it, but grab somebody by the hand.
That's right.
And pull them.
Yeah.
You know, come
sometimes
on.
Sometimes it is pulling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's okay.
You know, come on. Yeah. But I don't think for the smaller firms in Nashville would feel, I think they would be probably glad to know that somebody cared enough to see that they make it too.
Yeah.
Because everybody started out somewhere.
You're right.
You know, you all started out as we have a dream.
Yeah.
And look at you now.
Well, you know, I mean, you can look and not to go back into ancient history, but you got to have that. And whether it's through work or your company, as a 14-year-old kid, somebody gave me an opportunity to cut grass at a Howard Johnson Hotel
there
Trendy,
you go,
on Trendy
see?
Lane.
Look
That's
at that.
How I got in this business.
Look at that.
So
and look at
have
you
that
now, Charles.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I may, some days that grass cutting might be easier. So it's, as you look
well,
at
you
that,
could
so.
Be the consultant if they ever grew it on the roof.
There
huh?
you go. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, absolutely, Sharon.
Anyway, I'm just so happy to have you here. And I think this information is crucial to the leveling of the playing field for Nashville.
Yeah.
And for folks to find out about the positions or to do business with the Music City Center in beautiful downtown Nashville. Yeah. And that's for the global audience listening at WFSKFM.org. You must see it when you come to Nashville.
Absolutely.
More information available at?
Well, our website, NashvilleMusicCityCenter.com. Or certainly you can give us a call at 615-401-1400. Ask for our purchasing department, if you're that, or sales, as we talked to the lady earlier about.
Yes.
And then we also do, we have an online tour program. We can sign up and come take a tour of the Music City Center through our website. So we'd encourage you, if you've not had an opportunity to come to the building, sign up for one of our tours where someone can walk you through and we can talk to you about the art and the sustainability and some of the architecturals of the building. And then kind of what we do there each day.
And Professor Sheets has a piece of art there,
Yeah,
too.
We're very proud. One of your Fisk alumni, and I know who's here with the, with
he
the department
the
here.
Gallery, man.
Yeah, Jamal Sheets, who has an art piece on our grand ballroom level.
Oh, really?
Called Eight Octaves. And what he did back during the time, what he did with that metal is phenomenal.
It is.
So you need to come see what Jamal has done on the grand ballroom level and level 4 to Music City Center. It is unbelievable.
He's just so wonderful.
Oh,
we just love him.
He is fabulous.
He really is.
So thank you for, thanks to Fisk for the time that helped him then eventually get to us. So
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Amen. Well, we're happy to have you here, and I'm going to be keeping up with you because, you know, I like to know stuff.
My pleasure.
That's why this show is called What's the 411?
Yeah.
Because I want to know stuff. And hopefully some people will get inspired and want to maybe small business do business with you.
Please.
Consider it. And or look for a position that's on the website.
Right.
But you all year round looking for jobs.
Oh, yeah.
People have jobs.
We work 365. Right. Yeah, and we work 24 hours a day. So, yeah, we're always looking for folks, good folks.
All right. And not just once a year cattle calls like we had with the big Amazon. Everybody y'all do it all the time.
We did that back when we first opened, but no, it's every day we're looking. Yeah, every day now. So,
All right. So there you go, Nashville. Just get up on it as soon as possible. And, Charles, again, thank you so much, and I'll be in touch later on down the road. If there's anything else you got going on, we'd like to get it on.
Thank you, Sharon. It's my pleasure today. And please, anytime, I'd love to come visit with you.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. Well, this is the cool place.
Yes, it is.
This is where the cool people come. Anyway, we're coming up on the end of the show and out of time. And just grateful to have you listening. And be sure to check out my podcast. And we'll have a bunch of new shows up there probably tomorrow. And this one will be among them. You all have the very best of the best. And don't forget, who loves you?
You've been listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station and its management.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.